I think the best advice to gardeners is keep your handle off your garden.
Why is that?
Well, the main problem I think I had with my garden was being too keen to get into it. For me, generally, it gets to the middle of January and you get a first nice sunny day and I think, great, the year begins.
So you think actually you should hold back a little bit and wait for the soil to warm up?
It more than pays off. The soil's warm, the days are longer, the plants will just grow a lot faster. When they do grow, the seeds will germinate in half of the time. And when they grow, they won't just sit there in the ground, because that's what can happen. The plant can come out of the soil, and that's when it's in its tender phase. If you've got slugs, that's when they're going to get it, is when it's got its first tender leaves. And the longer it sits in the ground, it sits there in that tender phase, the more vulnerable it is. If it's, you know, only got its first two leaves for like a week, that's a whole week that it's going to be susceptible to slugs. If you plant it later, it's a lot more dynamic. It grows, gets its second leaves straight away. You might lose some to slugs. But if you're lucky, you might have a week of good weather and your carrots can just get over all the problems in like a week and a half.
So what are the plants going to be first in the ground?
It's shallots and onions. I mean, with the onions, if you're planting the seeds, yeah, that's March. If you're buying sets, generally with onions, it's easier to buy the little onion sets. And for me, that just depends when I see them in the shops.
They're certainly on sale at the moment.
Generally, it's good to get them when they're fresh. The longer they've been sitting in the shops, the less good they are. So when you see them in the garden centre, buy them and stick them in.
Does that apply to garlic as well?
Yep, that applies to garlic. For the past few years, I've managed to have enough garlic of my own, so I replant some of my own cloves.
And that works just as well, does it?
That works just as well, yeah.
Now, there is a school of thought that says you should put your garlic in the ground on the shortest day of the year, in December sometime, and harvest them at the longest day of the year. You don't hold with that one, then?
I could be starting to hold with it. For the first year, I have planted some garlic in November on the advice of one of my neighbours, and I'm going to see. It's an experiment, yeah. It's been saying to me for the past few years, why do you plant it in the spring? But actually, my garlic's been very good for my spring planting. So I don't think there's that much to it, but I'm going to see all the same.
OK, so we've put in our shallots and our onions and our garlic.
And leek seeds, that's another thing. If you want to have your own leek plants.
Grows well in Brittany.
It's one of the main crops, so why not dedicate a bit of time to it? And they like to be planted really early. And the little plants, when they come up, they're not really susceptible to slug damage. So if you can get a nice seed bed going somewhere, just put in a few leek seeds. The seeds take like a month to come up. One of those things that pays off planting early.
And you thin them out. And
thin
then
them out, and then at the end of June, you can dig them up and plant them into their final position.
And do you hold with this thing where you snip the roots and the leaves before you put them?
Yeah, when I transplant them, I trim the roots and the leaves. That's just something I've picked up from spying on other people's vegetable gardens.
And how about potatoes? Are you going to put some in for earlies?
Or? Good question. It might be advisable to sprout your potatoes. Put them in a box, a crate. Spread your potatoes out in it so they're just one deep. And put it in a frost-free attic without a lot of light. And get nice little sprouts on the potatoes. The thing is, if you've got potatoes without sprouts, you can plant them early and they'll take about a month to come up. If you sprout them indoors, then you can wait until quite late. The thing with potatoes are they're frost sensitive. You never know when the last heavy frost is going to be. Sometimes you get lucky and you don't get a frost after the third week of April. So what I actually do, I've got quite a big potato patch and I sow some really early, just in case. Because I've had years where the last frost has been the middle of April and I've just been the one that's been laughing. You know, everyone else has planted their potatoes late. And I've got these great plants and you've got potatoes at the end of May. So it actually pays off. It doesn't take up very much space. So stick some potatoes in. Why not? What's to lose? So I think that's the thing. Stagger your potato planting. Don't plant them at the same time. Plant your first ones at the end of March and keep planting until the end of April.
Anything else that should be going into the ground in sort of March, April time?
Well, peas are the next really good early crop. There are two sorts of peas. There are smooth-skinned peas and wrinkly-skinned peas. The smooth-skinned peas, you can start planting them from February, because I think with the smooth skin, the water doesn't sit around on the skin underground, so they don't rot in the ground. And the wrinkly peas, you plant them later.
How about using peas from the last year's crop?
If you saved a few pea seeds from last year and...
Well, the peas are the seeds, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I eat my peas when they're small and they're tender, Rob. I don't wait until they're big and fat. For the seed, you've got to leave them to dry on the plant. And if you're not very organised and you don't pick half your crop, then yeah, you have a great year for seed.
I'm just thinking about broad beans.
Yeah, very good point. I do a first sowing in November, and often if the winter's heavy, it can kill half of them off. And so what I do, I replant all the gaps in March, April.
It's not too late.
I think you can even plant them in May. The problem with the late sowing of broad beans is that they're more susceptible to black fly. Because the black fly, they like to eat the tender top of the broad bean plant.
That's right, you're meant to pick them off, aren't you? The top.
If you see the black fly, yeah, you pick them off. Mm. That's the advantage of the November sowing. The problem with November sowing is that the winter's often kills half of them off. So it's the same with the potatoes. I just always plant a few of the lottery just to see. But then actually in the gaps of all the ones that have died, plant broad beans in March or April and you'll actually get two different staggered crops from the same patch.
Okay, any other advice then for this early time of year? Compost, anything to say about compost? I noticed that you've got a very active compost heap over there with birds all over it.
Yeah, it's my bird table, it's my compost heap. They love it. Well, that's obviously the thing, isn't it? I mean, I do most of my planting in April and May, which basically means I'm looking at my soil in March and beginning of April, keeping an eye on it that it's not getting overgrown with weeds, imagining how I'm going to find it when I want to start planting, which for me, it involves covering it with mulch.
Okay, well, we haven't got time for it today, but I think we ought to talk about mulching in our next talk.
Yeah,
what do you
I
say?
Think we could have an extra long programme on mulch.
Tim the Gardener, thanks very much indeed for your time, and it's great looking over your garden.
Yeah, thank you.